In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music. These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, "I made you this mixtape." I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, whenever you mind. A universal truth for all people is hand-delivered to each and every one of us when we look backward. Hindsight filters out what we thought we knew and is the birthplace for regret. Regret can fester and grow darker as we knowingly choose to brood upon the subject. And nothing helps that brooding along more willingly than a good mixtape. On this episode of I Made You This Mixtape, we will be playing a tape that is bound to entice you to hold up a mirror and look deep into your own soulful windows. It's called I've Had a Few, and I can envision it being played over and over on a continuous loop as the depths of self-pity overtake the joys of life.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Please return to your seats and fasten your safety belts. It looks like our ride is going to be a bit bumpy. Hold on, I need to press play.
I took my love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And now covered hills till a landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I say
say and their voices were soft. And their words inviting. There was a time when love was blind, and the world was a song. And the song was exciting. There was a time. Then it all went wrong. I dreamed a dream in time gone by, and hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. And I was young and unafraid. Some dreams were made, used, wasted. No ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder. As they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dream to shame. I slept a summer by my side. Days with endless wonder. They took my childhood and his stride, but he was gone when autumn came. And still I dream he'll come to me, that we will together. But there are dreams that cannot be, and there are storms we cannot weather. I had a dream my life would be to advise, though you're
your touch was telling me otherwise. Somehow I saw you as a weakness. I thought I had to be strong. Oh, but I was just young. I was scared. I was wrong.
on my mind. Wish I I could tell the way that I feel, but tonight is the night I fell asleep at the wheel. No commotion, no screaming breaks, most of it's over before I awake. From the ceiling my coffee cup drips, while out my window the horizon dust flips. The worst part was hitting the ground, not the feeling so much as the sound. Can't help but wonder if all this is real, 'cause tonight is the night I fell asleep at the wheel. Rubberneck traffic and passersby, slow motion Walter, the fire engine guy. Stand around with their mouths open wide. Heard some idiot ask if someone's inside. With the jaws of life they tried and they tried. Nobody here can know. Something serene, I'm just a posthumous part of the scene. Now I'm floating above, looking in as the radio blares and wheels spin. I can see my face slump with a grin, and you're the last thing on my mind. Thank you.
inside ourselves, a hidden sun that burns and burns, never does any harm to anyone, a hidden sun.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things should have said and done. I just never took the time, but you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times, and I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel the second best, boy, I'm sorry I was blind. Sweet love hasn't died, and give should have been done. I just never took the time, 'cause you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
To the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while you were away, and he was talking before you knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you're coming home, we know you don't know when. We'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. A son turned 10 the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? He said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay, and he walked away, but his smile never lingered. Said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you're coming home, we know you don't know when. We'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Just the other day, so much like a man, you just have to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, we know you don't know when. We'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. We've long since retired, our son's moved away. You called him up just the other day. You said we'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said I'd love to, Dad, if I could find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu, but it's been sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as you hung up the phone, it occurred to you he'd grown up just like you. Your boy was just like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you're coming home, we know you don't know when, but we'll get together then. We're gonna have a good time then.
Thank you. Early one morning, with time to kill, I borrowed Jeb's rifle and sat on the hill. I saw a lone rider crossing the plain. I drew a bead on him to practice my aim. My brother's rifle went off in my hand. A shot rang out across the land. The horse he kept running, the rider was dead. I hung my head, I hung my head. I set off running to wake from the dream. My brother's rifle went into the sheen. I kept on running into the Southlands. That's where they found me, my head in my hands. The sheriff, he asked me, why had I run? And then it came to me just what I had done. And all for no reason, just one piece of lead. I hung my head, I hung my head. Here in the courthouse, the whole town was there. I see the judge high up in his chair. Explain to the courtroom what went through your mind, and we'll ask the jury what verdict they find. I felt the power of death over life. I orphaned his children, I widowed his wife. I beg their forgiveness, I wish I was dead. I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head. Early one morning, with time to kill, I see the gallows up on the hill, and out in the distance, a trick of the brain. I see a lone rider crossing the plain, and he come to fetch me to see what they done, and we'll ride together till kingdom come. I pray for God's mercy, 'cause soon I'll be dead. I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head.
I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say
I promise soon as I get in, I'll fall. Johnny's called at last. Instead, it was a friend who said that Joni's car had crashed. I never should have let her drive home angry from my place. I'd never hold her again and kiss that funny face. But still, there was a way to hear her voice again. The phone rang once, the phone rang twice, then I heard her say,
the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaving razor's cold and it stays. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
regrette rien. C'est payé, balayé, oublié. Je me fous du passé avec mes souvenirs. J'ai allumé le feu, mes chagrins, mes plaisirs. Je n'ai plus besoin d'eux. Balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro. Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien, ni le bien.
Our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden. Online at thecommunityschool.org. And Side Country Sports of Rockland. Online at sidecountrysports.com. Production support for today's show was provided by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time.